Well, good afternoon. Here it is, Thankful Friday on the 9th of July. Can you believe how fast the year's going by? It just seems so quick, just seems to be flying by. Today, as we look at Thankful Friday, I want to go back to Psalms 34. Last time I did this, just 2 weeks ago, we looked at Psalms 34 and verse number 1. I want to go ahead and look at several verses after that. And so in Psalms 34, 1, we read, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2 says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. For the sake of time, I'm just going to comment on this verse, and then we'll go to the next one, and I'll comment on it also. But of course, we're starting with the premise of the fact, the idea, the psalmist David here was talking about the fact he was going to bless the Lord. He was going to praise him. He's going to be thankful to him for all that he has done for him. And so we come to verse number 2 today, and it says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And I just kind of wondered, you know, what is it that we boast in? You know, we have a lot of things to boast in. We can boast in our job. We can boast in maybe the money we have, the house we live in, the car we drive. We can boast in, you know, multiplicity of things. But David here, he says, my boast shall be in the Lord. When I thought about that, I thought about the fact there's no one better to boast in. You know, you can boast in your spouse, you can boast in your best friend, you can boast in your favorite ball player if you want to. But when it comes down to it, no one's going to top the Lord. He is the one that we really ought to make our boast in. There's no one better to boast in than in the Lord. People who boast in themselves, they have a very short bar to be lifted up to. Boasting in ourselves will have empty effect. And when we fail to accomplish our goals and tasks, we'll be left feeling very empty and very hollow. When it comes to accomplishing our desires, and by the way, that happens more often than not if we're not careful and we're just relying on us and the things that we do, it can become very emptying. The Lord, on the other hand, never fails. He always even surpasses. I think of the many times that I've had to call out to him and ask him for help. He's always been there. He's met that need. He's supplied. His grace is always there to meet the hurt, the heartache, the sorrow. It may seem insurmountable, but his grace is always there. And he's always there to intercede on our behalf. So if we're going to boast in anybody, we shouldn't be boasting in ourselves. We shouldn't be boasting in things that we have or other people. Our boast needs to belong in him. Making our boast in the Lord makes sense. It makes sense because he never fails. It makes sense because he's always there. He's constantly abiding with us. He is always available. Think about it. He's on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He never sleeps. He never vacations. He never takes a break. He's the only one who is always there. And then he can always handle the impossible. I was talking with Charles the other night, and we were visiting about a situation. I said, well, I think the best thing that we can do is pray about it. And we kind of mockingly said, boy, has it come to this that we have to pray about it? But the truth of the matter is, I'm thankful we can pray about situations. I am thankful that we can pray. When the doctor gives that pronouncement that you've only got maybe months or a few years to live, I'm thankful we can pray. And really, it's in God's hand. And God's the only one who knows how long we'll live and how long we can serve him. He is always there. He can handle the impossible. He can handle those situations that we can't. He is the one who can, and he's the only one who can change the hearts of men, to change their sorrow and happiness. He's the only one who can bring joy into the life of the heartbroken. He is the one that can do that. And then the verse goes on to say, the humble hear and are glad. It's a great testimony to give our great God, and it encourages others. When we boast on him, when we talk of him, when we lift him up, when we exalt him, That's a great testimony for the humble to see, those who maybe wouldn't talk, those who maybe would be less likely to tell others, those who maybe be less likely to take a stand and to give a testimony. Our testimony lets others know that God loves them too. As God loves me, so he loves them. I had a good friend, many of you know, Brother Glenn Bond, and we would visit from time to time. And he said, you know, preacher, he goes, sometimes I feel like I'm God's only child. And I said, you know, I feel the same way. And it wasn't a, you know, a competition thing. It was the fact that we recognized how good God had been to each of us. He had done so much. He had supplied needs that we had, wants and desires and heartaches. And he had been there to meet all those things in our lives. And so we need to give testimony that even the humble will hear, and the humble will want to give a testimony and praise the Lord. And they recognize also that there are things that God's done in their life. You know, it's so easy if we're not careful to get caught up in the trap that, well, you know, what has God done for me? You know, God hasn't come down, parted the water for me. God hadn't come down and done this for me. But the truth of the matter is, you don't know what God has done for you today. He may have kept you from an automobile accident. He may have kept you from food poisoning. He may have kept one of your kids from, you know, having a horrible accident. God is just so gracious to us and so good to us that on a regular basis, we just need to stop and praise him. We need to stop and boast in him. Praise God that we have someone that's worth boasting about. Man, I'm glad that my boasting's in the Lord, that it's not in some man, it's not in some woman, it's not in something, it's not in a possession, but it's in the Lord. He is alive and well, and all things are made by him and consist by him and are under his authority. I'm so thankful that we have someone that we can be thankful for and to be thankful to. The second thing we find is in verse number 3, where we read, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. We should encourage others to be thankful. Our thankfulness ought to encourage others to want to be thankful also. Our testifying will encourage others to do the same. It will get them thinking on what the Lord has done for them. And maybe people learn just by watching you. You know, just a little bit ago, I sat down and sent out some thank you cards for some things that had been done for me. And I just wanted to give thanks. I wanted to recognize those individuals, let them know that I was very thankful for what they had done and some things that have been provided even. And I think it's so important that we learn this character trait of thankfulness. It's so important that we pass it on. You know, if a husband and wife, if you take children out to eat, I think it's good. My wife started this years ago. My wife would tell the kids as we got back in the car, tell daddy thank you for the wonderful meal that we had. And, you know, I think it's good even as you sit around the dining room table to stop and say, hey, kids, thank mom for taking care of making the food and for feeding us tonight. And I think it's important also, like when I go, my wife does the laundry at our house, I'll go back and I pick it up. And as I'm walking by her, I always try to tell her, I don't always get it done, but I always try to tell her, thank you for doing the laundry. Thank you for folding the clothes, for hanging them up. And then I try to carry them in and try to put them away. And so we need to encourage others to be thankful. And we can do that by them watching us testify of the goodness of God. We should encourage others to join in magnifying his precious name, because he is worthy. You know, just pointing out the worthiness of God, why he deserves to be praised and why he deserves to be magnified. All the earth shall magnify, should magnify him and exalt him and be thankful to him. And so the whole earth ought to be willing to do that. And so we ought to exalt his name. And you know, there's one great thing is when we all exalt his name together. That's one of the things we do when we sing. You know, singing's not about hearing our voices or hearing others' voices. Singing's about lifting him up, exalting him, magnifying him, glorifying him. And when we sing, we bring honor and glory to him. And so just recently, we were down in Texas with our granddaughter, and there's a little song. It's an old song, one that I like to sing a lot, and I sing to my wife a lot, and that is that "You Are My Sunshine." And so I'll just, you know, just randomly start singing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Don't take my sunshine away." And so I did that with the kids in the car. And it was really cute. Madeline, she said, "Let's sing more of that song. That's our family song." And I got the kind of snicker, and you know, she thought that I just made that up. And boy, I wish I did, you know, get the royalties off that. But you know, that was a neat thing. She loved to sing about the love that we have for one another. And so we ought to exalt the name of the Lord. We ought to lift him up. We ought to exalt him and praise his name. It says, "I sought the Lord," in verse number 4. This is our third point. "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." My, what a verse. If you underline your Bible, you ought to underline this verse. It's a wonderful verse. It's one that would do us good if we are fearful a lot to have memorized, maybe even to write it out, to have it in different places that we'll see it, or maybe have a plaque made that'll hang in the house. But it's good to know that when we seek the Lord, he is there. The psalmist starts out by saying, "I sought the Lord." You know, it's a personal thing when we talk about our relationship to the Lord. I'm so thankful that I can seek him. I'm thankful I don't have to come in and go to a man or go to a priest or, you know, have to have an intercessor. I can go directly to him. And he says, "I sought the Lord." It was a personal thing. And I'm glad that God cares about me and my needs and my wants and those things that I need. David said, "I sought him." I couldn't help but think about the many times I read about David seeking after wisdom and knowledge and leadership and understanding. All those things he sought from the Lord. And so it'd do us good also to seek those things of the Lord. And anything that we seek of him, whether it be a prayer of need or want or desire, God is there. He hears those prayers and answers according to his will. And David goes on to write here in verse number 4, "And he heard me." Man, I ought to be in all caps. "And he heard me." Isn't it great to know that he hears? You know, he's not hard of hearing. He's not deaf. God doesn't need hearing aids. God hears. He not only cares, but he hears. How awesome is that? He hears no matter when I call out. He hears no matter what I call out about. He is there to hear. He hears. And just that phrase, "he hears," ought to be enough. And then he delivered me from all my fears. Whatever our fears, the Lord can deliver us from them. Whatever our fears, God is bigger than our fears. Whatever our fears, the Lord is the one who can help us face those fears and be victorious and get to the other side. There's no need for the child of God to live in fear, because God holds it all in his hands. So let us be thankful. Let us stop and just give thanks for the many blessings that God brings our way. Let us be thankful for the way that God provides and takes care of and meets the need of us as the children of God. I love you, and I hope that you have a great day today. May the good Lord bless you. May he shine upon you. May he help lead and guide your life. And might you just stop and be thankful for the great God that we get to serve. The Lord bless you. You have a great day.